Hi everyone, welcome to our Midweek Market podcast for April the 14th. It's Wednesday, yet again. It flies around, doesn't it? So focus of the tension this week has moved away a bit from the bonds market and more to the inflation data. The big CPI beat yesterday from the US drove stocks to new market highs. The dollar continued to weaken and the yields are also cooling. Retail sales tomorrow could be significant. We've got earnings season kicking off today. We've had very strong earnings reports from JP Morgan, was the big first bank to report, beating earnings quite significantly, as did Goldman Sachs. Wells Fargo also beat estimates, but their stock is actually down nearly 2% in pre-trading 20 minutes before the cash market opens in the United States. So lots going on. Also to look forward to tomorrow, as I say, is retail sales from the US. We've got claims as well. Aussie unemployment and employment data, Philly Fed. And then on Friday, we got a potential big GDP blowout from China. 18.3% potentially is the expectation for Q1 GDP from China. So watch that early on Friday. On the downside, we've still got unemployment remaining stubbornly high globally. Last week, we had unemployment claims again missing expectations, and they're holding over the key 700,000 level at 744,000 last week. This week, consensus is for a possible breach of the 700,000 level, but estimates are around 703,000. So that key 700,000 level remains the main line in the sand for US claims. Vaccine rollouts continue to drive positive sentiment, particularly the US and the UK. They're leading the high-income countries when it comes to vaccine rollout and take-up. Nearly 95% positive sentiment in the UK surrounding the vaccines. On the other hand, we've got increasing infections and cases in Japan and across the EU again. So those two key areas are far behind the US and the UK. And as far as infections in other parts of the world, the hotspots remain India and Brazil, with new daily totals, record totals in India in particular. Another key piece of data we saw this week that shows that this massive disparity between the rich and the poor nations. The wealthiest 27 countries having 40% of the vaccine supply, yet they only have 11% of the global population. Forex volatility continued this week as the dollar further reversed its gains from March. Dollar index fell from 92.50 all the way under 92 and all the way down to actually test the 90.50 zone. Euro dollar, on the other hand, moved over and held 119. It's tested the 50-day moving average at 119.65 and obviously eyes 120 above there. Dollar yen moved lower, testing under 109. Cable moved up from a test of the 136.60 zone back to the around about the mid 137s at the moment, but still plenty of data to come for the rest of this week. Global stock markets continued this rotation we've been seeing for a while now, out of the high growth technology stocks to financials, energies and industrials, as we mentioned last week. Obviously, Q1 earnings already underway. We had 20 companies report last week and they were top end of expectations, I say. And we've had these blowout reports from Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. Rest of the big banks to come this week. We've got Akola, which normally kicks off the earnings season, the big aluminium smelter. The Bank of America, PepsiCo tomorrow, Citibank tomorrow, Morgan Stanley and the Bank of New York Mellon also on Friday. So a key week for the big US banks. The Q1 earnings season has helped lift key US markets. As I say, the USA 100 trades over 14,000. The Dow Jones or the USA 30 trades over 33,500. And the key S&P 500, the USA 500 on our charts, is over the 4,140 level. So all again hitting new all-time highs. Gold declined from this break of 1745 we've been looking at last Thursday. It rallied to 1758, but it couldn't hold that key break over the 1745 area. Obviously, the cooler dollar and cooler yields helped it to hold its in the upper half, bias higher, and consolidates currently around the 1740 level. A bigger story has been Bitcoin. It broke out of the 58 to 60,000 level, breaching that key 60,000 level, posting new all-time highs earlier today. I think it was over $64,000. The imminent IPO of Coinbase, which is happening today, has lifted big sentiment across the cryptocurrency sphere. So it's not just Bitcoin benefiting, but lots of the other cryptos benefiting as well. An article by Reuters this morning dubbed the Coinbase IPO as the latest step in crypto's march to the mainstream. I like that phrase, march to the mainstream. So let's see if this continues. Oil, US oil, on the other hand, is consolidating around the $60 level. A report from the IEA for this month earlier today suggested demand rising, so that's helped lift oil today. But we are sort of trying to consolidate above the key $60 level. Obviously, the consequences of the OPEC plus production increases weigh on any further moves higher, but really that's very much balanced by the improving economic outlook as forecast by the IMF last week, and these improving economic data flows we keep seeing. The trade balance in particular again today from the US has been a very strong data point. So the yield on the 10-year treasury note holds above that key 1.5 level, but it did retrace, or it's retraced all the way down to 161% this week. So 161 is a key support level. A breach of that will take us quite quickly back down to 1.5%. But the auction this week saw better than expected demand for the key this key treasury. The settlement was filled around 168%, so still relatively well elevated, and to the top half of the recent rally when we went to 177.7. So that's all for now, traders. Take care, and may the trend and may the pips be with you. Take care, everyone. All the best. See you next week. Bye-bye.